how do you think modernism and postmodernism, what are the elements of it that you were able to adapt, or what are those qualities of modernism and postmodernism that most appeal to you and seem to be the best fit for your own work?
Okay, in order to get into this topic, maybe first I have to say a few words about the poetry before us. So before us, Mao, well, actually the so-called new poetry writing, because all other poets like Tang poets, Song poets, they wrote in classical Chinese, not vernacular Chinese. And poets from ancient times, they follow not meters but rules, ancient rules to write poems. But in the year 1919, there was a big movement, cultural movement, which is called we just call that May 4th movement. And starting from that point, poets began to write. Vernacular, to write in vernacular Chinese. And for several generations, the Chinese poets tried to establish a way for modern poetry writing in vernacular Chinese. But then the communists went into power in 1949. And then by and by, it seems that. So China get close to Russia, and we got lots of influences from Russian literature, revolutionary literature, and then for a period of time, Mao said that let's have new poetry to combine, what's that? To combine folk songs and classical Chinese poetry. So folk songs, that's also something old. Folk songs, but also there were some revolutionary folk songs. So folk songs and classical Chinese poetry. And it goes to a kind of revolutionary cliches. So after the Cultural Revolution, we need to be inspired by something new. And at that time, modernism went into China. Not only modernism, it's quite interesting that here in the Western world, you have things in orders, like romanticism, then modernism, then postmodernism. But for us, we got all these things as a mixture. Actually, it's quite hard for us to tell the differences between modernism and postmodernism. And for a poet, maybe he's a romanticist, and meanwhile a modernist, and meanwhile a postmodernist. It's something, I don't know. In Chinese, that's a 大杂烩. 大杂烩 just means a mixture, a mass, actually. But we were encouraged by this kind of a cultural situation
There
at
was a
that time.
lot to dig into.
Lot of
There's a lot of new poetry to dig into that you're being exposed to, yeah.
right. And and for me, I think the fresh things were the all kinds of experiments. And I know, for instance, surrealism and imagism, that's different. Because imagism is something to look back, and surrealism is something to look to the future. But for me, that's all of them are new things, all of them. Other people like futurism, and what else? And then the Beat Generation. I remember the first time I got to know the Beat Generation was 1983 something. So in 1984, there was an American writers delegation in China. They went to China. Allen Ginsberg, Gary Snyder, and some other writers like I think Maxim Hong Kingston. They went to China. I was a student at that time, and I went to Ginsberg's reading, and I just sit in front of him, just 1 meter away from him, because the classroom was crowded, and he read some of his poems, and also he sang a poem by William Blake. I still remember the tone.
That and is all the hills echo it.
No, not that another one. Poem. That is tiger, burning bright, something like this.
Right.
Yeah, with his musical instrument.
Harmonium. With a harmonium.
Oh, harmonium.
Were you squeezing?
Yeah. I don't know how to quote that, but that's very impressive.
Yeah. Also an influence on me, because I interviewed him in 1994, and so a huge influence and inspiration.